Hey guys, it's MJ
and Tosh.
Welcome back.
On a side note, real fast, I get told this at work because part of my job is I talk to homeowners, the customers. And my coworker was like, you know, you use your, what they call, radio voice. Do I have a radio voice?
Okay, so
I know that's off.
I want to say no, but I also want to say yes. So when you first allowed me to listen to like one of your recordings for your acting stuff, I was like, holy shit, she sounds like different than like talking to her in person, and it sounds good. Like, I liked the way it recorded.
Okay.
But like, I feel when I'm in person with you, I don't notice a difference.
Yeah.
Even when we are recording.
That's what I think.
So I don't know what it is, but I want to say that they're probably right.
I mean, I have to act a certain way depending on what the character role is. So that could be what it is if it's more of a warm or, you know, type of characteristic, I change my voice to that, which is part of acting. But, I mean, when I talk to these homeowners, I don't think that I am.
I think maybe it's the way that, like, certain words are presented in a specific type of conversation versus just an open conversation. And what I mean by that is, I don't think I sound any different, but like even when I'm recording, like remember back in the day where you would record like for your voicemail, for your voice message, I'd always play it back and I'm like, I don't sound like that. Why is this recording like that?
I think in our mind, because in my mind, I have a deeper voice and then.
A deeper voice. Yeah. Why did you stop and like lower it down?
That's in my mind. Like, this deep. And then I hear myself like, oof.
So mentally you're trying to make it lighter. But the weird thing is like I worked for so long in an office job. So when I'm holding a conversation or when I'm answering a phone, it's specifically the way that like you're answering something. So I feel like it's not necessarily your voice changes, but maybe the intent behind the words that you're saying. Because I've picked up Leo's work phone and I've answered it for him. And his coworkers have spoken to me and they're like, did you get like an assistant? He's like, no, that's my wife. And they're always like, oh, wow, she doesn't sound the same. But again, I'm not saying that in a sense that, like, I have a different voice. But I think when you're answering a phone and you're going in there with the expectation instead of, like, when you call me sometimes and I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's right. I think it's just words that you use.
I know.
We did get sidetracked. But, so, I was thinking, we could do the episode today on a curse and a blessing.
Okay.
It's not or. So what I'm saying is something about you that maybe personality-wise that is not only a curse, but it's also a blessing in your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to take the lead on this one. So and the reason that I'm going to do it is because it touches a little bit. I get constantly reprimanded or brought up about like my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you and I've even had conversations where you're like, oh wow, like she seems like really heated.
She's gonna beat me up.
But like it sounds more, I want to say it may come off like it there's like aggression behind there, but to me it's like a tone is when I am directing intent. Yeah. So if I'm very direct with my words and I'm very direct with my tone, I want you to get a direct picture of what I'm talking about. See what I just did there? Like, it sounds like I'm being bitchy. But like, what I'm saying is like, I want you to get it.
Yeah.
It rubs people the wrong way. Mm. I constantly get called a bitch, which I don't agree with, or that I'm difficult.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like that not only is it a curse, but it's also a blessing because I view it as I don't really have a problem with my attitude. And if you feel a type of way about my attitude, I feel indirect that if I am giving you a specific type of vibe, A, that's not my problem, but B, if you are reading something that there's a little bit of heaviness there or that like I'm aggressive with you, that to me is my energy matches what you're giving me. So typically it's just, I don't want to say you deserve it, but like, if you obviously, if you make anybody mad and they're not screaming at your face, but they're just like, they're just being very like strong headed or strong willed against you, and you're reading it as attitude, you might want to check in with yourself. Because obviously it's not there out of nowhere. Like, I don't view myself as the type of person that, like, misdirects, like, frustration and anger. So, for instance, maybe I had a bad day, but yet, like, I'm throwing it on you. Mm-hmm. Or, like, somebody upset you somewhere else and you're throwing it on somebody that has nothing to do with it. I don't feel like I act that way. So, typically, my frustration and my anger is going towards the root of the frustration and the anger. So, there's a reason behind it. So, yeah. I treat you accordingly. But a lot of people view that as just me being not nice, me being unfriendly. I think you even made a comment that I probably have like a resting bitch face, and maybe like we all do, but like that is, I'm not going to disagree with that because I'm classically annoyed by like a lot of things. And it probably does really read on my face. So like if there's ever like disgust that comes across my face, there's probably a reason, but like I don't, you're not staring at your face, but I would say my attitude is a curse because it views me as something that I don't believe that I am.
Yeah.
For me, it's a blessing because it's just like, I view it as this, if something needs to be said, I'm going to say it. If you don't like that I said it, that's not my problem. Don't bring it to my table. Like, I feel like I do read a room, and I feel like, you know, whatever, you could use the phrase, there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
But in the same token, like, I'm just sitting here like, if the time and the place is only what benefits you, pfft, no, that's not my problem. Like, I don't fucking care. But I view it as a blessing because I'm not going to just sit there and let something bother me and like allow you to walk all over me. And it allows me to be a little bit more guarded to, in what I believe is read more of a true intention of others. I'm not saying that that's 100% the entirety of the time. Like, there are many mixed messages that I might misread, but I'm typically quiet and I view and I watch and I listen more than I interact, which can probably make me come off as like unapproachable. But again, like, you're trying to read the room, you're trying to get like your bearings and stuff like that. But I mean, we've been in situations with like even family get-togethers where maybe you just have that one person that just constantly says something and everybody always allows it to be said. I'm not that person.
Yeah.
I'm not. So if you really want it to keep flying, maybe pick someone else.
That's, for me, with what you said, I definitely see that as the blessing, is that you, I wouldn't say put people in their place, but you will correct it if it, like what you just said, if somebody says something that's not nice or, you know, incorrect, you do correct it, which is a blessing to me, because yes, there are a lot of people, probably including myself, you just kind of let things happen, and it, in a weird way, you just accept it, which you're not accepting it.
So the key thing is
yeah,
you are one of those people. Mm. And I don't mean that meanly, but you remind me a lot of my mom, where rather than rock the boat, you just kind of want to keep things like peaceful. You don't want to start arguments, and you feel like speaking up or whatever is just going to create like ripples in the water. I am the ripple.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always just like, okay, so that person won't. I will.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I see. That's why.
But it's because of you guys where I'm like, nope, got to do it extra. You already walked on somebody else. I'm going to, you may not have been talking for me, but I'm coming for you. I witnessed it.
And that to me is the blessing. Because we do need people like that. I think that's why, one of the main reasons why, like, I enjoy having you around is because you have, like, my back. I don't know how to explain it. It's this, like, feeling, this security is what I feel.
Aww.
Yeah.
Even growing up with you guys, you and your siblings, though, I'd be just like, no, that's mine. You got a problem with that one. You got a problem with this one.
But I see it now.
And I'm the older one, so
I'm right. You're wrong.
Oh, no, it's not like that. But, like, I am, like, typically, like, I do look at a situation, and if wrong is wrong, I don't care who you are. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to paint it, and you'll be polite about it, and you'll go through empathetic motions of, like, well, maybe they had a bad day, or, you know, that maybe they've got something going on in their life that causes them to act out that way. I don't give a shit. If I have to be in check, you have to be in check.
I mean, I sometimes wish you were around me all the time because you would protect me for stuff that I deal with even at work and things. You'd be
some of your work stories piss me off. You'd be
like, I would have burned this a long time.
I was secretly trying to send you that meme through Instagram because that's me. You think you're talking to?
All right. Well, mine. I mean, I have a couple, but I think the main one is I get told a lot that I'm sensitive, and yeah, it's a curse and a blessing. Because the curse part of it is that it allows people to, they view me as weak. And so I get viewed as weak a lot because I'm sensitive, right? Even though I am a leader, I'm very strong-willed, you know, I'm going to be there and take care of and do everything that I need to do for anybody. Like,
yeah.
But it's viewed a lot that it's weak because it's sensitive. Just because I'm sensitive, I don't feel that I'm less of a person. If anything, I feel I'm just more in tune with myself and my emotions, and I'm allowing them to process. That's the blessing part of it for me, is that I don't hold things in. I let them out. So if I'm having a sad day or I'm just upset, I cry, and I feel better. I actually allow myself to be that way. I think growing up, I was always made fun of it as being so sensitive and like you're just a little crybaby and like you get made fun of, but it's not, I don't see it that way. I see it as a curse for that part because it does allow people to view you as a weak person, not strong-willed, but I feel that I'm like the complete opposite. I see that as a blessing for me because it allows me to get in tune with people and allows me to be there for people. So if you're having a shit day, like I very much empathize with people. Mm-hmm. I've been through a lot of shit. So I truly care. And I see that as a blessing because that does allow me to care. I know we made the joke earlier. I was talking about like Jeopardy and movies and stuff.
Don't bring this up. Oh, I bring
it up. And how I literally cry. I mean, most of them are happy tears, but I do cry. I am a sensitive soul. Like I see the beauty in it and I let it out. My body wants to cry or not. I mean, don't get it wrong. It's not like I'm like, like a mess.
Right.
I just very much feel, I feel that is that sensitive side to me. A lot of people are not like that. I mean, we had talked about it even with you and stuff, but I am that way. I mean, if I'm watching Jeopardy or a game show, right, and they win and they're just so excited, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited for them. I'm so happy for them because I want that for everybody. Like I want everybody to be happy but it is a curse because that is exhausting for me as well. Right?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I take it in. Now, I've done a lot of therapy, a lot of meditation, a lot of self work where I now, I call it like a bubble. I now have a bubble around me. So I don't let people's energy so much come in anymore. Mm-hmm. I can separate. I used to go into a room and I would feel like, ugh, this place is gross. Like, there's so much negative energy in here. Not so much anymore. Majority of the time, I can keep my bubble up and not let it like soak in. So I don't know. I see that as
that's nice.
I mean, I've worked on that. That's taken years, but it still catches me sometimes. If you have a little soft spot in my heart, it's going to catch me, you know. And then you know, I'm going to have a couple bad hours, and I let it happen. But I do see that as the blessing in me, is because I let myself process it, and I feel stronger as a person now than I have ever felt. I mean, from being a little kid, being made fun of, being sensitive, being called crybaby, you know, all these things to now, that is my strength. And I use that for being able to feel off on people and know that that's a shitty situation. Let's get away from that, or helping others that are dealing with stuff. I do see the benefit now on being an empath, being able to feel that around me and people that are going through stuff.
You know, and the weird thing is that you bring that up, and obviously I'm not disassociating your reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be honest. When I said what I said at the beginning, you could see it, and you agreed that, yes, Melinda can come off, like, very, like, bitchy. Mm-hmm. However, when you said yours, I'm like, I don't really see it. Like, I am not trying to change your reality, but like, if you were literally crying at the drop of a hat, then I'd be like, yeah, you're a crybaby, but I don't view you as like in what I would say is just like super emotional. Like,
I've been around. People that are close to me don't. So, I mean, other than my, there's certain family members that do, but I think they use that as manipulation, as a tactic to get at me. When it comes to like you, I would put you more so, yes, you're my cousin, but you still fall under more of like my best friend. So I have like a few close ones, and you are in that like section of close. So those are the people that really know me, and they don't see me as what you just said. Like, you don't see the crybaby side of it. You just see there's this person that cares and she's sweet, and that's it, right? It's not this.
Oh, wait, I didn't say sweet. Hold on, just a second. Man, you just got to throw yourself a bone wherever you can.
I did. Because sometimes I need one. But no, like, when it comes to my close set, they don't view me that way. They see it as just like what you said. You're not a crybaby. You know?
Okay, but here's here's something that I had to laugh about. And mentally, I went there. You probably won't remember it because you were younger. Mm-hmm. But when we were little, and I was over at
Oh, it's because she's house. Almost 40, guys. I just got to put that.
Just kidding. Fuck you. No, but when we were like little, like, under the ages of like 10, mm-hmm. what I mean by little, I think I would have been under the age of 10. Yeah, I think it was. There was a moment where you had actually gotten in trouble. We were all meeting at your guys's house, the Mays courthouse. Mm-hmm. You got in trouble by your mom. You actually walked out of the kitchen crying, and you were walking towards me as I was walking in the door, and I actually kneeled down to ask you what was wrong. And your mom came around the corner and was just like, don't baby her. She just got in trouble and she needs to learn. And I remember standing up and saying, what does it matter to you if I want to comfort her or not?
Yeah.
And your mom got so mad at me. But like, I didn't know what had happened or why you were crying. I was just like, hey, this person's crying. This is a, like a younger one than me. What's going on? But yeah, your mom was just like, don't baby her, and I was just like, excuse you, don't be trying to control what I'm doing over here. But like, I when you were saying a crybaby, I'm like, I wonder if that's what she's talking about.
That is what I mean, is that I get those things. And I mean, to be honest, I don't remember that, and it could be because those are things that what quote unquote traumatized me as a little kid, right? That's why I'm very very open to how I handle things with Maya nowadays, because I don't want to take that away from her.
Right.
If she's upset, yes, she's going to be upset. And I think what people worry about her, I think for my mom at that time, was more so, don't discredit that she's in trouble by me. And by you, you know, babying me, quote unquote, babying me, it's going to take that away. Right. Yeah. And so I think parents, at least most parents that I've witnessed, it was all about a sense of control and stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm used to. And I think that's what has, I mean, it's, I'm glad where I'm at now, right? That's right. Where the blessing comes in, because I do see now that I'm back to allowing myself to accept those emotions and not view myself. I used to growing up, because I got told that stuff all the time. Every time I cry, like, suck it up, nauseous, having a baby, you know? And it's like, you have these mental, like the inner voice inside you is telling you, don't be this way. You know, this is bad. But then I've definitely learned that it's not bad. And I'm very blessed and thankful that I am that way, because I see the benefit in it now.
Yeah. Right?
So, but yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't remember that.
There's another one. Do you want me to share?
Okay. About me?
I think it was about you, but I can't be 100% confident if it was you or Tabitha.
Okay.
But when we were all going to school together, what was it?
It was elementary.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. Somebody was picking on one of you guys on the bus that we all rode back to your guys' house.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the two of you basically was upset. And when we had gotten off the bus, you were telling your mom, and again, I can't 100% remember if it was you or Tabitha, but I want to say it was you, that somebody was picking on you on the bus. And the next day that we had to get on that bus, I walked up to that kid and it was a boy. I remember that much. And I was just like, are you picking on her? And that kid was just like, who? And I'm like, and I pointed. And again, we were all seating together. So I can't identify if it was, I pointed at you or your sister, but I pointed over there and they were like, no. And I'm like, let me get something straight. Okay. They're with me. So if I find out that you pick on them one more time, we've got problems. Yeah. And that little boy was just like, I don't have a problem. And then that kid sat behind the school bus driver the rest of that year.
I mean,
you better watch it. I'm not nice.
To be fair, that probably was me. And that's probably where the beginning of knowing that you're my safety kind of like felt safe. Like, because, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's interesting. God damn, I wish I remembered more. It's so weird that I don't. And, but I mean, I talked to you about it before, and I think I've mentioned it before, just with stuff that I've been through in my past. It's through therapy, I've been told that you do block out things.
Yeah.
And, but it sucks because sometimes I don't remember and I get really sad because I wish, like those moments, I probably, if it was me, probably don't remember because it was not a good time for me. I didn't care to be picked on. I don't like it. It hurts my soul, right? Like being made fun of and being picked on. Not in a, definitely younger, it would eat at me. Now it's more, I take it in and then I let it go. So I don't hold on to it as much anymore, which I also see that as the blessing. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like I would agree with you. I don't think that I know it seems like I remember a lot and I recall a lot, but I think it's just certain like moments in like in time that maybe made an impact.
Yeah.
I mean, me, I don't necessarily like being called difficult or being called bitchy.
Yeah.
But like in my brain, I'm just like, yeah, it doesn't feel good to be that, but I'm not changing that, you know, obviously based off of, you know, something that, you know, so on or someone feels about it. If I'm, again, my mindset is like, if you've got grounds and like reasons for like it, it stands. And I just kind of feel like it's that little justification that someone somewhere isn't letting shit fly.
Yeah.
That flies everywhere else. Because it's like, I might just be one person, and if that means that I got to be the bad guy or the villain in the story, whatever helps you sleep at night, but it's your behavior, it's not the fact that I pointed it out.
Well, see, and I think that's why you and I get along really well, too, is because I know who I am now, right? So a lot of times, there's nothing for you to point out on me, I guess, is what I'd call it, right?
Wait a second. No, I'm just kidding.
But with others, that's where, yes, they know you're going to call them out on their shit. And so it's hard because they're just like, oh, and it's because I don't want to, you know. And for me, I know I don't have, again, whatever, tooting my own horn. But it's like, I know I don't have any shit, right? Because I'm working on all that stuff, been working on it, continuing to work on it. So there's not anything, I don't have this, I guess, I wouldn't even call it a fear, but you know what? I don't know if I'm making any sense, but, oh, I said that again. Making any sense?
Wait a second. Fear? What do you mean by that? Do you think that like people are scared of me?
Not scared of you. Like they're more scared that you're going to call them out on their shit and they don't want to admit to that. Does that make sense?
Oh, I guess I can see that.
Not fear. Like they're like, oh my God, I'm afraid of Melinda. It's more.
You might want to be.
It's more. But you know what I'm saying? Like if people are not secure with themselves.
Like they're just afraid more of like what might come out of your mouth. Not you as like a person, but like, yeah, I get what.
But about them, it's very ego driven. I'm thinking of one particular person. I'm sure you know who I'm thinking about. I'm not going to say his name, but I know that you know who I'm talking about. And I think that's the biggest thing is because very insecure, has a big ego. The last thing they want is to someone to call them out on their shit. It's one thing if it's me trying to call them out on their shit. They know that if they start to do something,
just push a little bit.
I just back down and I'm like, oh, we're good. Like, whatever. Or I just won't come around for a while. Like, that's me. That is me. I wouldn't say that I'm a pushover, but it's more I just don't have the energy for it. So I choose to remove myself from it. You will be like,
I've got the energy for it.
Yeah. You will be like, oh,
it's and that's constantly dying to get out.
That's the quote, like fear that I talk about.
Looking for the next victim.
No, but I.
I know who you're talking about too, because I'm just always like.
But even if what I, if I was to do something stupid right now, I don't know what it would be, but say if I just did something, you would literally call me out on it. Yeah. And if I'm not okay with that, I'm not going to do it in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and that's where I know you enough, like well enough now that I'm okay with that. And I'm secure with who I am. I don't have that ego. Yeah. I know that I'm not perfect and I have things I can constantly work on as well. And you just kind of help people realize the stuff that they need to work on. And if
I don't know if I'd push it that far, but I do.
I see that. I see that as your blessing. You let people know, and what they do with it is their own choice. But you have helped me as a person, like, tremendously, because I see these things knowing, like, oh, MJ's going to say this. What do we have to do to fix this? You know? And I work on those things because I don't. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
I was going to say, because, like, the only thing that I've ever noticed is, I don't know if I would say that people work on themselves based off of me saying something, but if I'm in a room mm-hmm. with somebody, I have noticed, like, if we've had an interaction.
Mm-hmm. They stay away.
They kind of stay away, but in the same token, it's like they'll go to start saying something about someone and they'll check the room. If they make eye contact with me, it's almost like, you know how like when you check in with like maybe like a kid mm-hmm. or like a pet, and they're like, I gotta stay in this line. I gotta stay in these are my boundary markers of you know, this person's here. I've noticed that, but that just means like it's not necessarily that they're like reflecting on the way that they act as a person, but they are keeping check in that room that they know that I'm in. Yeah. They're trying to run.
Oh man,
what was that song?
What?
Not Mary J. Blige. Maybe it is that one song where they're like, ready or not, here I come.
Yeah. I'm gonna find you. Yeah, I think it is Mary J.
Do
but
it.
I think it's I'm gonna find you and make you want me.
Oh, so, damn. No, I was just actually, my brain was like, the whole like, I'm gonna find you part. I was just like, typically that's what it's like at a function.
Yeah.
Just be like, you might want to second guess that.
Anyways. Those are a curse and a blessing for each of us.
Yeah. Cool. One thing that I was actually thinking about too was overthinking, but I don't know if that's, I don't feel like I'm blessed with that. I mean, maybe it does allow you to, like, you know, you establish like, hey, I've created a backup plan because I've overthought mm-hmm. so much. So if it does go this way, I can pivot and go this way. Yeah. But it actually takes up a lot of my time and it frustrates me. So I don't know if I, I don't know if I'd count it as a blessing. I think that one's
more of a curse or a blessing. It's not both. Overthinking.
I think it's just a curse. Anyway, well, until next week, this is MJ
and Tosh.
How it going, guys?